Who haim? What do you do with the word haim? Like he says, shinu doesn't help. So what's the word haim for? Haim, v'leiv lo the same, it just means to say the vlad. If you give an ethna and a behema, and it becomes pregnant and has a kid, the kid is not osa. That's mutter. That's what the haim, v'lo the same. But einachat yeh. But gam is l'rabi says a shinui. Even though it made a shinui, still it's osa because shinui is not koina. Even though she makes it over the wheat into flour, still you can't use it for mincha. Ubeifilu, tati shamat mino. We hear two things. Heim v'loi shniyayim. The Torah says only you can't use the actual the pay for a korban, but a shinui was changed over into something else, you could use it. And also heim v'loi v'lo desayim. If the behemoth gives birth to a kid, the kid is mutter for korban. Now ubeifilu beifilu holds hotzafadamar hotziv gam. It says the word gam also. The Kur Beisil only uses the word hein. What does Beisil do with the word gam? So Mora says, gam le Beisil kasha nechnam es lulu makasha. What do you do with the word gam according to Beisil? But akoponim, ad kan loy pligi yela de masov es shinu koina, o masov er ain't shinu koina. The machoy to say Beishamim Beisil is only, or else Rashi says no, ad kan the pligi means Rabbi Loi Rabbi Chanina. It's only a machoy to say Rabbi Loi Rabbi Chanina if shinu was koina or not. It means again, where you stole the aisle. You stole the tler, the young one, and it became an aisle. Or else you stole an eagle, and it became a shore. So it's a machlokes, Rabbi Loi says it's called a shinui, since the body changed and became bigger. Therefore it's not came to gozel, so you corner it, it's yours. And therefore there's no chiyuv dal vehei. And Rabbi Chanina says, no, there's no king in shinui here, therefore it's still the owner, it's a chiyuv dal vehei. Avol inyan shalumi, but according to payback, the kefil is kuli yama kidimi kara mishal. Everybody agrees you pay back how much was worth at the beginning. Tiktoni goes, it says, Mishalm tashlumi kefil tashlumi abo bechamisho, kain shagonov. It says you have to pay it kain shagonov how much it was worth when you stole it. So again, you stole the teleh, and later became an aisle. So they both agree, you only have to pay back the keren, or that you have to pay back the kefil, how much it was worth b'shaft you stole it. The question is why? Is the chura lema tiyavet yuf to the rav? Let's say they both argue on rav. The yomar rav, because rav said before, keren kein shagonav mishalim. True, when you pay back for the keren, you pay back how much it was worth b'shas geneva. As much as you stole, that's how much you have to pay back. But tashlume kefil v'tashlume dal v'hei k'shas hamadim b'din. You see the opposite, that kefil you go boser hamadim b'din. So what's the stira to rav? Here, Rabbi Lord and Chalina both agree that the kefil you pay back how much was worth b'shas geneva. And here, Rav says just the opposite. That kefil you pay how much it's worth b'shas hamad v'din. Not how much it's worth b'shas the geneva. So where's the stira? Yeah. So where it says, no, I'll tell you like this. Amar Rav says, Teloyim kidimi kara. When you steal a tler, everybody agrees you have to pay how much it was worth from before. So Rashi says, Teloyim kidimi kara kolayma. Bo l'shalim teloyim. If you come in to pay back a tler, you stole the young rim. You stole the tler. Even though you had it for a few years and it came into an aisle, but later if you want to pay back a tler, the way kidimi kara sagi, it's enough to pay back the way you stole it. The tler gone up, but tler m'shalim, that's okay. Then everybody agrees. If you want to pay back the tler, the same thing that you stole, that's okay. Domim, but if you want to pay back the value of it, the money, not the actual tler, but you want to pay back domim, then I'll tell you kashal achshav. Then you pay how much it's worth right now. That everybody agrees to. So that's both Rabbi Eloi Svara, and that's both even according to Rab also, that could be the Svara. Omar Rabba, so Rabba says like this. You should know, shinu is koina, not that there's a pasht of shinu by geneva. If you steal something and you make a shinu, it's different than the way it was before. Ksivu tanina. There's a posik to say that you corner it. And also there's a mishnah. We learned like it also. Ksivu, where's the posik? How do we know that there's a kinyan of shinui? Because the posik says, the heishev es ha-gzeila asher gozal. So you're supposed to return the gzeila asher gozal that you stole. The Gemara says, "Matam loy ma'asher gozel." Why does it have to say the extra words "asher gozel"? It should just say "veheishev esakzela." If you stole something, there's a mitzvah now to give it back. "Veheishev esakzela." Why does the pasuk have to say "asher gozel"? So the extra words "asher gozel" come to teach us Im chain shegozal yachzer. If it's the same way you stole it, then you have to return it. But for Yimlav, if there was a shinui, if something different happened to it, then we say domin biyama boy shlume. Then you don't have the mitzvahs of a heshiv to return the gzela itself, but rather only the domin, only how much was worth b'shas gzela. So Rashi learns like this: the shinu we're talking about over here is shinu kaina heicha dishonale biyodayim. If you did a maisa to make a difference in it, shitale dimi diraisa vani kaina. For sure you kaina it. V'chimahade loy boila dure binayu eladomim mishalim. Kagoy, let's say you stole wool. V'yosa begodim, and out of this wool you made clothing out of it. Toksiva beedya, the pasuk says tili. And who adin? We learned about it. So when you make a real shinui, now we're saying that's midiraisa, and this is not like Rabbi Loi before. Rabbi Loi before was saying a shinui, what happens by itself. If you steal a young teler, and by itself it grows up to become into an ayol, that was his chiddush, that's called a shinui. That could be with a whole light. But I call upon him here, in this case, shinui's kind of where you make a shinu maisa, where you take the wool that you stole, and you made it into a clothing. So now that it's in the beged is called a shinu maisa, the beged belongs to you, and you only have to pay back the value of the tzemer that you stole. Tanina, where did we learn this in the Mishnah? Tanina, we learned later, ha'goyizel eitzim, if somebody steals wood, v'yosan kelim, you take the wood and you make it into a chair now, you make a kli out of it, or else tzemer, you steal wool, v'yosan begodim, and you make clothing out of it, mishalim kishasak zela, you ask the chivis to pay back money. How much money? How much it was worth for Shasak Zela? So, why not the Chafetz? Because it's a Shinui. Since you did something new to it, Biyadayim, there's a Kinyan Shinui. That's the Pasuk. Veshev Asak Zela, Asher Gozal. So it's ganz exactly terrorist how you learn here. Some learn the Pshat is that really every Ganef, when he steals it, he makes a Kinyan. It becomes his. Just as the Pasuk, Asher Veshev Asak Zela, you have to return it. So the Mitzvah's essay of Veshev Asak Zela stops your Kinyan. It's not really yours. But once you make a shinu in the chayfetz is not called kain shegozal anymore, so then the mitzvah of the heshev hazakzela goes off it. So once the mitzvah goes off it, lemaisa becomes yours because of the first kinyan you made. When you steal something, every genev is really a maisa kinyan. How do you steal something? You have to make a kinyan, bring it into your rishus. B'yodai gagar chatzera, you make kinyonim. So that kinyan really has the power to make it yours. Just the mitzvah sesa, the heshev, stops your kinyan. But when you make a shinu that the heshev goes off, then the kinyan is chal like from before. That's one way to learn. The other way to learn is no, that since when you stole it, it still belonged to the owner, you had to return it, that kinyan is bottle, that kinyan is nothing. Just as a new kinyan of gzeila, of shinui, when you make the shinui in the chayfetz, that goof is a kinyan. If you make a shinui in the object, that makes it yours from now. In Amid the Gemara says, loy hispik litna loy, ad she tzavui, is potter. Here Rashi is talking about lohispilitna means the rashi sagay is the coin. When you shed off the rashi sagay is the beginning of your wool off the animals, and you mitzvah to give it to a coin. So if you didn't give it to the coin, at shitzavu, until first you dyed it. The locher is potter rashi sagay. Rashi says the kniya bishinui. And there, v'yafilu domim loy mishalim, d'yein koyin yochol yazmin abedin, d'yochol loy maliyacher et neno, that you always have a right to sell. You would have given it to a different koyin. Avo koyim shetzovu, but before you died it, mi shechot foy zochavoy, any koyin that comes and grabs it has a right to grab it. So I call upon him there also, but Rashi Sagez, there, if you make a shinui, you're potter from giving it to a koyin. Alma, what do we see from these Mishnahs here? That shinu koyinah, you should know if you steal something and you make a shinui, there's a kinyan shinui. That's pshita. Now, yiyush, what's the loch if the bailim is miyayish? Rashi says, shenish yayishu ha-bailim. Omer rabbonu the nikni. True, there's a loch is that yiyush helps. And therefore, v'dayu and mishalim dam, all you have to pay is just the money. Like if you stole something and the owner was miyayish, or else, yeah? So then you only have to pay the money. So that's called the kinyan of yiyush. That yiyush amri rabbonu the nikni. Niyo, but lo yadin, I do not know, idi arise, idi rabbonin. What type of a kinyan is yish by gezel? If the ganav steals something, and then later on the bailim is miyayish. So there also, you don't have to return the guf of the chayfetz, you only have to return the money. Is that midi araisa, or that's only midi rabbonin? That was the suffix. See, this is what Rabbi is saying. So Rabbi has a suffix. That there's a parsha of Yish by Gezel, is it midiraisa midirabonin? He once swore like this. Idiraisa, you know why it should be midiraisa? Midirihevea moitzi aveda. Should be the same thing by a moitzi if you find an aveda. There was for sure the diraisa. Moitzi aveda, if you find an aveda, somebody lost something, lost object, and you found it. There the lachar is lav. Kiva de miyayish morimino. Once the owner is miyayish, gives up hope, he says, oy vei. He doesn't veilei. He doesn't plan to get it back anymore. So there we say what? You could keep it. Mak meditasili yodei. Before you pick it up, if the owner is miyayish before you pick it up, konilei. Then for sure, when you pick it up, you have a right to keep it. That's the klal of maitzi avera. Maitzi aveda. So Rashi says, mekai meditasili yodei konilei. In this yayish v'baylam kodim shematzu zeh. Kono. If you pick it up, after the owner was already miyayish, you're allowed to keep it. That's the Gemara in El Metzias, that minayin li aveda shot for nor. How do we know an aveda that the river threw away? However, this Yashua Baile B'shima Teres, that since the nor took it away, the owner was miyayish already. And now when you find it, how do I know you can keep it? Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, asher tovad mimenu, which we mean, shavudi mimenu mitzui l'shar b'nei adam. Only something that's lost from the owner, but other people, it's motzui, you find it. Yotzu, it goes out over here, that's not motzui. Alma koni, therefore you kona. By aveda, for sure you kona. Now, v'hocha, v'gzeil is different. The yosel yodei mekame yish. Here, for sure, when you stole it, the owner wasn't miyayish yet. Like, you took it first. And then later, the bailam was miyayish. So that's the question, is it enough to pay back money, or no, maybe it's not to pay back the chayfetz. That's what Gemara is saying. By aveda, kivun de miyayish mori minei makmeh, as yodei koni lei. So hainami here also, maybe by gezel. Kivun de miyayish mora koni lo. Since the owner was miyayish, you can keep it. Alma koni, that should be a svar, yes. That by gzela yish helps. That now you do not have to return the chayfetz anymore, but only the money. Oy dilma, maybe no. Oy dilma leidam yili aveda. I cannot learn out the parsha of gezel by yish from the parsha of aveda. Why? Aveda hu dechi yosel liyodei vehateros liyodei. An aveda, when you pick up the aveda first, you have a right to pick it up. You're not doing a nisa. You're picking it up a heta. You're supposed to. It's a mitzvah. You're supposed to pick up an aveda, lost object. So there's a loch. If the owner was miyayish first, you have a right to keep it. Avalhai, but over here by gezel, kivon de biyisru rosu liyodei. Since when you first stole it, you did a nisa. You took away somebody else's chayfetz. So therefore, avada, when you stole it, there's chala mitzvah upon you right now, v'heshiv as a gzela. You have to return it. So even though later the bialim is miyayish, so what? Once the chi of Eshev and Zela was chal, maybe it never goes off. Old midiraisa. Midiraisa shows they have to return the chayfetz. But I tell you, it's only a svar midirabonon, that midirabonon, who the yom rabonon, nikni. Midirabonon, we say that if the yom is miyayish, then you have a right to keep the chayfetz and just pay back the money. Mifnei takonis hashovim. We want to make it easy for people to return to do tshuva, to return the gezel. So Rashi says, "Shlo yeitzarech lastel v'treyach achar gzeil atzma." That like this, you'll have to always return the gzeil. It'll be hard to return it. So we want to make it easy for the ganif to do tshuva. So therefore, if we know it's so long already that the owner was miyayish, with the rabbanon we say, "Listen, you have a right to keep the object, whatever you stole. Just as you know to do tshuva, go and return it. Be the kind of heshiv by returning the money." That's Rabbi had a suffix. So Rabbi Yosef says, "No, you should know Yish ain't a kainah v'yafilum in the rabbanon." Yosef says, "No, nothing doing. If you stole something, there's no takonas hashavim here. Even though the owner is miyayish later on, so what? Calls them on the chayfet is then. It's the way you stole it. There's a pasha of heshiv as a gzela. He has to return it. Like Baruch Rashi says, v'yatzmi yishalim. You have to return the object that you stole. There's no kinyan yish by gezel." Here, now the Gemara says, Eisvei Rav Yosef l'Rabba. So Rav Yosef that says clearly there's no kinyan yiyush, ask the question to Rabba. It says, Gozal chometz, if somebody steals chometz, the overall of a Pesach, and then the ganav keeps it throughout Pesach. The lachar is after Pesach, the ganav has the right to say,